Well, what a mighty God we serve. I think I got room for one more. They said it's 999 people on here. A minute ago it said 1,007. You know, this thing just don't know what to do. But my God, how excited I am. There's 1,005 on here now. So somebody's praying. Somebody's knocking on heaven's door. Somebody's saying, I won't let you go until you bless me. How delighted I am. How delighted I am. How delighted I am to come on here and pray with the people of God. How excited we are that out of everything you could be doing at 6 o'clock, some of you are just getting home from work. Some of you are just winding down. There's so much you can be doing, but you press your way to come on here and pray. And I believe you press your way to come on here and pray because like never before, you see the need for prayer. You see the need to intercede. You see the need to be the interceptor and to break the powers of darkness, because we understand by revelation that God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. How grateful I am that God exposed me to different streams, that I was able to be around Pastor Benny and Pastor Rod Parsley and Guillermo Maldonado and all of the greats, whoever they are. I was able to be around them and learn so much from them. Duncan Williams, and sit down at his table and eat. And I mean, all these people that I can just name who God gave me the opportunity to sit in their presence and learn so much from them. And one thing that I did learn is that everything that happens in the spirit realm only happens by prayer. Because remember, you are spirit first. When Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when he said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. You know, if you go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, and the Lord God formed man. So a lot of people try to figure out how could he make a man in Genesis 1 and a man in Genesis 2. There are some theologians that believe that Genesis chapter 2 is really a more microscopic, slower view of what took place in Genesis chapter 1. It's Genesis chapter 1 detail. But I don't believe that. I believe that Genesis chapter 1 is your spirit man. That is the man that has dominion. He said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. I believe he was talking about your spirit man right there in Genesis chapter 1. But I believe in Genesis chapter 2 is when he gave your spirit a body. Are you listening to me? That's when he gave your spirit a body. But the part of you that has dominion and the part of you who's been given dominion over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness is not your body. The part of you is your spirit. But your spirit needs a body to be able to operate on the earth. And so if anything, just like your spirit needs a body to operate on earth, because God is a spirit, he needs a body to operate on earth. And that's why he said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is through your prayer and your intercession that we cooperate with the spirit world to manifest the will of God in the earth. Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Did you get that? So God has a will in heaven, but it's the job of the church through prayer, through intercession, to enforce that same will on the earth. And that's why some of you ought to connect with people. You should have friends, two or three of you or four of you, every day or once a week, come together and pray and intercede and pray for your city, pray for your community, pray for your family, because some of these things you can't do by yourself. You need some support, and you got to target it. You know, you got to target things. That's what we'll be doing at the shut-in on this weekend. That's why I told you, come by plane, come by train, come by boat, come by car, come by kite. It doesn't make me no never mind. Whatever you have to do to get there, get there. Let me say this to you. If I told you that $1 billion was waiting on you somewhere and all you had to do was come get it, but you had to be there by a certain time, I bet you you'd find a way to get there. We do what we want to do. We are committed to what we want to be committed to do, and we do whatever we got to do to be able we want to be. Well, I'm saying to you that if you believe that prayer has the power to change your life and that intercession has the power to shoot you from one place into another. I want to challenge you on this weekend to meet us in Charlotte. Yes, I don't care if you're in Timbuktu, if you're in China, if you're in Japan, if you're in Russia. I want you to come for this prayer meeting and just go ahead and stay with us the whole weekend if you want to. We are praying and we're believing God because we must have change. We must have a turnaround. We got to have a breakthrough. And I'm telling you that it doesn't take God all day to do anything in your life. But it takes continual prayer and continual intercession and making up your mind not to let go until he blesses you. Are you listening to me today? Everything that you need can be done in prayer. Everything that you want to accomplish can be done in prayer. Everything that you want to shift can be done in prayer. I promise you, your life will never be the same if you make it a life of prayer. If you need something to build your faith, you need to go to briancarn.com and look at the testimonies of those who have been committed to prayer and intercession and the things that have been happening for them. I got a testimony today, I believe, of a $37,000 debt completely overturned. Yes, I'm talking about a tax debt. You know folks don't get up off of taxes, but a $37,000 debt overturned. And it was overturned in prayer, not in skill, not by education, not by a lawyer. Hey, it was overturned in prayer. Everything that you want to change in your life, hallelujah, can be overturned in prayer and in intercession. That has been the strength of my life. That has caused me. That has caused me not to give up. And I want to talk to that pastor who has a church. You don't like where it is. Put the church on a fast. Put the church in the prayer. You shut in that church for a couple of days. I see the result in KCC. I see revival hitting our church. I see revival hitting my life. I see a fresh wind and a fresh anointing being released upon my life. Hallelujah. Through corporate prayer and through pushing the body of Christ in prayer. And how many people know that because I'm pushing the church in prayer, the devil is mad? He don't mind me pushing you to dance and shout and scream, but when you get people on their knees, he knows that that limits his power and that limits his ability to do whatever he wants to do in the earth. I'm sick of the devil. Yes, I'm sick of the devil. Come on, let's say that again. Say that right where you are. Say, I'm sick of the devil. Come on, say it. Say, I'm sick of the devil. I'm sick of you, Satan. I'm sick of your foolishness. I'm sick of your messing with my family. I'm sick of you penetrating into what, I'm sick of it. We are praying that the devil will no longer stand in our way. I believe it is the book of Joshua. Let's make that our first prayer point. Joshua, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. What's next? Joshua. It is Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. What was there? There was a wall. There was a barrier. There was something standing between them and their promise. We are praying today that every wall, halabashakala mandala kosa, I said every wall standing between you and your promise, because the Bible declared in verse 2, he said, I've given you Jericho, but they couldn't get to Jericho because there was a wall there. There was a wall standing between what God had given them. How about God has given you that house, but there's a wall? How about God has given you that car, but there's a wall? How about God has given you that husband, that peace, but there's a wall? We are decreeing tonight that every wall has to come down. Oh, by Shandal, I feel the anointing. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every wall standing between me and my promise. Tonight, as I clap my hands and I pray, I command every wall, fall, fall, fall. Now, Lift your voice and begin to pray. Open your mouth wherever you are and begin to intercede. Father, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. I thank you that in our mouth is an arrow of deliverance. It is through the shouting of the people at Jericho that you gave unto them Jericho. It is through what was in their mouth that the wall came down. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I speak to every wall that is standing between me and my promise, every wall that is standing between me and my destiny, every wall that is standing between me and my prophecy, and everything that is belongs to me. As I pray today, I thank you that every wall is coming down. I speak to every wall. I speak to every roadblock. I speak to every barrier. I speak to every hindrance, every blockage that is standing between me and my promise. As I pray today, I thank you that that wall is coming down. I thank you that that wall is coming down. I thank you that that wall is coming down. I remove it. I remove it. I remove it. I release an atomic bomb on every wall standing between me and my promise. I command that wall to move now. I lift up my family. I lift up my daughter, my son, my niece, my nephew, my husband, my wife. Every wall standing between anything that belongs to me, any prophecy hanging over my head that is being hindered by a wall, any prophecy hanging over my head that is being held back by barriers. Ha! Halabashata, ikandalaba kolodoloborosia, ribiribin sitanini kikandala, robo shakuma, hey, elebasha, hey, elebasha, hey, ikandalabasaya, landelebele kotalamanda, handala hasia, sinana makandalababiasha. Father, I thank you that every wall, every wall, every wall, every wall is being removed. Every wall is being torn down. Every wall is being destroyed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I destroy the very foundation of every demonic wall, every demonic barrier, every foundation. Halamoshata, I command the foundation to be broken up. I break the foundation at its root. And everything that is hindering the promise of God from coming to me now, may that wall be removed. Wall come down. Wall come down. Wall come down. Wall come down. I speak to that wall and I command it to come down. Lift your voice and pray. Speak to every wall. Speak to every hindrance. Speak to every blockage that's stopping you from walking into your promise. Speak to every wall. Halaboshanda. I come against the wall of fear. I come against the wall of rebellion. I command every wall of lust, every wall of jealousy, every wall of perversion, every wall of murder, every wall of strife, every wall of gossip, every wall of religion that is coming against the church. I command that wall to come down. I speak to every wall that is hindering people from coming in. It was Jericho's wall that hindered people from coming in. But may the wall of rebellion be broken. May the wall of religion be broken. May the walls of color and the lines of color and the walls of separation that is in the church, may those walls be removed. I remove them. I remove every wall of oppression. I remove every wall of government. I remove every wall, hallelujah, that is in the political arenas that is hindering justice. I declare today that justice will prevail. La baladaya, le mandele kotaya, la tanune me ansi, sinune me kikele bi andolololobosha. Hey, halabasha. Hey, ikandolosa. Hey, minanamanze. Hey, meredeli alabanda. Hobia, hobia, hobia nje. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice and say what God is saying. Command that wall to come down. Command that wall to be removed. Command that wall that's hindering your son. You know what it is. You know what it is that's fighting your daughter. You know what it is that's fighting your husband. Command that wall to come down. I command that wall of adultery, that wall that comes in between my marriage, come down. in the name of Jesus. You all of fear that's robbing me of my promise. You all of pride that's causing me not to see what God has called me to walk into. You must come down. I command you to come down, and I release a shout. Come on, release a shout. Right where you are, release a shout. That's what they did, and the wall came tumbling down to the ground. Come on, shout. Open your mouth. Shout where you are if you can. Shout. I don't care if they call you crazy. Shout in the hotel. Shout in the apartment. Shout in the grocery store. Hallelujah. Shout and command those walls to come down. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Uba shaka. Andelele bede di ala mandala so. Oh, that felt good. Mandala bakoko talabakasi. Silele bandele kita la mandala koya. First Samuel. First Samuel chapter 10. Ikandala kodala mande. Era de di andala basiki lele andala mahoya. Glory. I say glory. First Samuel chapter 10, verse 26. Look at what it says. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose heart God touched. Whose heart God touched. We are praying today that God would touch the heart of your helpers. We are praying today that God would touch the heart of everybody who's supposed to help you, all of the people who are supposed to bless you. We are praying that right now God would touch the heart of President Biden, the heart of the vice president, the heart of the judge. Raise your hand. My God, I feel it. Raise your right hand. My God, I feel this. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Today, as I pray, touch the heart, touch the heart, touch the heart of every individual assigned to help me, assigned to bless me. Now, lift your hands and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according to your word, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you have the power to turn it whatever way you will. Father, I pray today that you would touch the heart of every governor. I pray that you touch the heart of governors. You touch the heart of mayors. In every city where there is a KCC, I thank you that you're giving us favor with representatives and lawyers and judges. Father, I thank you that you're touching the heart of a millionaire somewhere. You're touching the heart of a football player, a basketball player. You're touching the heart, God, right now of somebody to be a blessing to my life. Father, it is impossible for me to do this alone. You said two are better than one. You said where two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. I'm asking you today to touch the heart of that judge in that lawsuit, in that case. Father, there's someone on here who has a lawsuit. There's someone on here who has a case that is against them, but you have the power to touch the heart of the judge. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch their heart. Touch the heart of the judge. Touch the heart of the lawyer. Touch the heart of the owner. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are buildings that we desire to own. There are properties that we desire to own that they may not want to sell. But I thank you that you are touching the heart of every owner. You are touching the heart of every individual. And you are turning their heart in my favor.
Father, by the blood of the Lamb, by reason of destiny, by reason of purpose and the plan of God, your purpose supersedes any plan. Your purpose supersedes any inheritance that they want to give to their children. Your purpose is greater. Your purpose is greater. Your purpose is greater. And by reason of your purpose, I ask you to touch the heart of every owner. Touch the heart of those with resources and money to be a blessing to my life, to be a blessing to KCC Charlotte, to be a blessing to KCC Houston, to be a blessing to KCC Jacksonville. You have the power to speak to people. You said you would cause men to give unto our bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. Holy Ghost, touch the heart of someone in Congress. Touch the heart of someone in the Senate. Touch the heart of someone in the House of Representatives. Touch the heart of someone on the Education Committee. Touch the heart of someone in Treasury. And let them remember my name. Let them remember my name. Let them remember my name. Holy Ghost, put my name in somebody's mouth. Put the name of KCC in somebody's mouth. Give us their name, Elabohosha. Give us Elababansaya. Give them our Elabosha. Give them our name in a dream. Speak to them in the nighttime. Touch the heart of everybody who's supposed to help us build. Father, there's someone wanting to build a house. There's someone wanting to purchase a car. And I thank you that when they go to get the car, you are touching the heart of the salesman. You are touching the heart of the realtor. You are touching the person in the bank. According to 1 Samuel, you touch their heart. Now, Holy Ghost, touch the heart of the prosecutor, touch the heart of the judge, touch the heart of the lawyer. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Handalabahosha, you know what situation is going on in your life where you need God to touch your heart. Holy Ghost, touch the heart of my boss, touch the heart of my employer. Father, I want to be in church. I want to be able to go in church when I want to go to church. Give me favor with my boss. Give me favor with my employer. Give me favor so that I'm able to come to church. Touch his heart. Touch his heart. Touch his heart. Touch her heart. Touch her usher. Oh, I felt something break. You better pray right now. Don't stop. Don't stop. I just felt something break. Ikandalaba. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shakanda. I said, you better pray because something just happened. Touch your heart, Lord. Touch your heart. I'm asking you, oh God, to touch the heart of the police officer. Touch the heart even right now of that man who desires to murder somebody. Father, touch his heart. Change his mind. Arrest his soul. Touch the heart of the nations of the earth that desire to go to war with this country. Touch the heart of the prime ministers. Touch the heart of our enemies. You said that when we please you, you would cause even our enemies to be at peace. Father, I'm asking you to touch the heart of those who desire to see our demise. Touch the heart of those who desire to see us go under. You have the power. Y'all got to pray. I feel this thing in the spirit. Shande mandebe koba handala masi kololobo shanda hambi bibi ele biandolo mohosa. Touch your heart. Touch the heart of my helpers. Touch the heart of everybody sent to assist me. Touch the heart, Lord. I'm asking you to send me people who don't have the hand. My God, I feel the warfare. Father, send helpers who don't have their hand out. Send helpers who don't want to prostitute the church, who don't want to pimp the church, who don't want to take advantage of the church. Send helpers. Touch their heart. Touch their heart. Touch their heart. Touch their heart. Turn it. Ishekebe kukushaka. Likandolobosa. Open your mouth and begin to pray. 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 Hasha, yende bebe bi ala banda la kobia. Sanuni mi kiankele me, le mandala ranta la mo sanuna. La badili gigangan dele bege gogodogo bakakata bakika badele la bata. Shukuma sheke, sheke le banda la hosa. Touch your heart. Touch your heart in the name of Jesus.
To the book of Jonah. Yes. I said to the book of Jonah. What? To the book of Jonah. Yes. To the book of Jonah. Horabasite. Elebe soto le mandala kira la banya. Yana man sotole. Librondolo okoshanuna mandala kasa. Elabashati. Estonomo. Estonomo tukundele me. Minana mahasa. Hala mandala kotala. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Kula la baban se teleme. Rabandele be kidala la bandala momemi asinini e shekeala. Yankala balalanda la lebibi an sinemente tenenea. Robo sokula mandele kidala banya. I'm coming. Shaka mandala kosa. Eya, my Jonah chapter 4. Jonah chapter 4, verse 6. Halabosu tole mendele kidala mandala la kaya. And the Lord God prepared a gourd. The Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the ground. The purpose of me taking you to this scripture is God prepared the ground and let it grow overnight. It was an overnight breakthrough. I mean, it was overnight. It was overnight God did this thing. And we are praying today that God would give us an overnight breakthrough, an overnight healing, an overnight change. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I decree breakthrough overnight, 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 now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we know that time is a factor for us, but time is not a factor for you. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, and you behold the good and the evil. It is you who run the world. The world is in your hands. Hoba shakalamanda, robo solumande le kitaya. You said in your word, hallelujah, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything that is here because of you. And you have the power, my God, to change laws. Father, by divine authority, there are those of us who need a miracle. And we cannot wait till next week. We can't even wait till this weekend. We need a breakthrough. Father, we need the finances to be able to come. Hallelujah. We need the finances to be able to make it to the shut-in. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree an overnight miracle, an overnight breakthrough, an overnight release of money, an overnight healing. Hey, 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 decree it. Ha! Shatabanza, ikandala bahaya. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree it overnight. I decree it overnight. I decree it overnight. I'm decreeing that there will be miracles released on this call overnight. There will be overnight breakthroughs, overnight clientele, overnight contracts, overnight releases. Father, I decree it. I declare it. I command. I decree overnight breakthroughs, overnight healings. Father, they will go to bed tonight and they will wake up healed. I command that woman with the issue of blood, ho bianche, heni also, ho kanan telenteleme, hananan delebe ekomo, ukalaman telebe yaya, hashinia, hey, hashakaba kokokokokokoshe, eshamandala hosava. Hey, Handelamanzia, Hilalalabalaboshande, hey, Halabantike, hey, Mika Telabanza, hey, Mandalahoya. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command by the blood of the Lamb, overnight miracles. I command that woman with that issue of blood. I see you in the spirit. I command it to dry up, dry up. Dry up, and may you have a testimony by in the morning that issue of blood has dried up. I command that pain, that cataract, that glaucoma. Hey,
with God from on high. I said, dry up. I said, dry up by the blood of the Lamb. I decree overnight miracles, overnight breakthrough, overnight change, overnight fame, overnight fame, overnight fame. I decree it over KCC that we will be known all over the world overnight. That we will be known all over the world overnight. That we'll be known all over the world overnight. That it will not take long. I decree that you are raising up KCC. That you are raising up Brian Karn. That you are raising up those in the kingdom for such a time as this. And because the time is short, it'll be overnight. 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 Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Shata, hey, Ikandalabosa, hey, Shata Bababansia, hey, 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 Shaka, hey, Ikandalabosa, lift your voice and pray. Command it to happen overnight. Command you to be approved overnight. Ikandalabosa, Ilemamo Sutule Mandelekia, hey, Shata, hey, Moshokomo. Manchelebea, Yanda Lobohosaya, Landerebeke Tolomonda, Robo Salumandia, Ninunimisi Kelema, Labanda Labale de Biantaya, Ashanine, Eshanomosa, Ilabanda La Cataya, La Canda Loboho, Robo Salumandi Libie, Alavazi, Alavazi, Alavazizo. Uzale mekikende likandalohoya halabanshatina hey halabosha hey mikandala bahaya haya mankelebele liandalomohota bashania banshania. Father, every person under the sound of my voice, may they see an overnight miracle. May they see an overnight breakthrough. May there be an overnight release. May there be an overnight breakthrough, an overnight charge. Hey, Shebe, Mankalamanda, Usalelema. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, and it shall be so. You know, I got to obey God. Halabosha, elebashalamanda, obandelebekikalalabasha. I said I have to obey God. I said I have to obey God. There are 500 of you right now. Go to the $ PBCJR and sow a seed of $24. Please don't miss this. I got to obey God. We're sowing our seed for watch night of $100. We're sowing it however we can get it. We're sowing it, but you're sowing for an overnight breakthrough. Everything that you need for this weekend, you're going to have. Everything that you need to get there is going to be in place. I'm challenging every one of you. Go to $. PBCJR and sow a $24 seed. Move, 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 move while the anointing is flowing. Go to the Kasha. Go Mandeleme. Go to the website if you have to. BrianKarn.com. Hallelujah. You can sow it on the app. You can sow it on the other $ Kingdom City Culture, whatever you have. But sow your seed. Elebe Shetele Mandololobosa. Or mail it in. P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida 32239. But move now. I said move now. I said move now. I said move now. I said move now. Halabo Shanda, 24-hour, overnight breakthrough, overnight change, overnight deliverance, overnight healing, overnight salvation of your family. Overnight, 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 overnight. Overnight, Hakalamandelidi Alabasa. You are blessed tonight. You are favored tonight. We have no church tonight in Charlotte. We are excited about what God is about to do. You are going to meet me. Inele mandala kodala bahasa. Sele bahosha. Shatananamanzia. You're coming from California. You're coming from Nevada. You're coming from Arizona. You're coming from Texas. You're coming from Utah. You're coming from every place, coast to coast. You better get there early. Come ready to receive. Come ready to get your breakthrough. Come ready to tear the devil's kingdom down. Hey, 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 Shataba. Hey, Ikandalabasa. Hey, ikatalabokulandelelebe. Ilalalabalabo shandidi osaya. Ikandalabaha sundininiya. I'm telling you to come from near and far. This weekend, we got to shut in. Call everybody you know. Tell them do whatever they got to do and make it to the shut-in. Yes, make it to the shut-in. Yes, come by bus, by car. Come on gurneys, on carts. My God, get there. We don't care how you get here. Just get here while you can. And make it this weekend to Charlotte, North Carolina. If you're in Jacksonville, I believe they're bringing a bus from Jacksonville. I don't know if it might be full, so I might be talking too much. But they're bringing a bus from Jacksonville. Glory to God. People are coming. Come and receive your miracle. Come and receive your breakthrough. Come and pray with the saints. When we come together and pray, you are a torment to the power of darkness. When we come together and pray, the devil gets upset. When we come together and pray, the enemy gets nervous. Let's pray until something happens. Pray until it turns around. Pray until it shifts. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, Ikandalabasoya. I'll see you. Make sure you go to the website with your testimonies, briancarn.com. Make sure you get there. Give us your testimony. Come ready to receive everything God has for you. You know, you got to get on these lines early if you plan on coming and praying with us. I am so impressed with what God is doing. We're not jumping on here for prophecy. We're jumping on here to pray. And the devil is mad. Hallelujah. In the morning at 6 a.m., we'll be in prayer, calling on the name of Jesus, believing God for miracles, for signs, and for wonders. You are blessed. My God! Yay! Do it, God. Do it. Do it. Do it. In the name of Jesus. Overnight. Overnight. My God, bring an overnight breakthrough in these marriages. Overnight breakthrough. And that son and that daughter, I command overnight. I command overnight. Now listen, you're going to have to keep praying this for the rest of the night. Stick on that overnight. Pray it, pray it, pray it. Just keep decreeing it. Say overnight and call the name of that family. Say overnight and call the name of that husband. Say overnight and call the name of that business, whatever it is. Overnight, overnight, overnight. It is so. You are blessed. You are anointed. I'll see you this weekend, but I'll see you in the morning for prayer at 6 a.m. More grace.